my name is Dhirendra Patel. I'm born and bred in Kenya. I came with the family to England in 1969. Well, I left Africa. What I was doing in 69, I was doing GCSE O levels, which are England based. But I have yet to leave the country earlier than that, before my exams. The reason was getting very violent up there. So we went to India, actually. And we stayed there 5.5 months. And we were not going to come to England because of my elder sister, who said we'll go to our mother country. So which we did. And my father did open a small place, a sort of a restaurant. And I was in a St. Xavier's High School, which is a Catholic school, and I was pursuing the SSC, which is equivalent to GCSE. But then I had to leave that country as well, because I was just becoming 18 years old, and my passport was taken away. It was a British passport, but it was a protected, but it was taken away, and The English embassy asked me if I can bring my passport back, then you can go with your parents to England. I could have gone, but it would have taken a long time, but this was the only option. So we left India and came to England. And when we came to England, we had no money. The only exchange we were given was £2.50 each. So it was me, my mom, myself, my younger brother. We come down £10. And my elder brother was a year before that, and my dad gave him £200. And he was living in Woolwich, working for the motorbike factory. So actually, we started our life with £210 in England. But the other memory is, when I came to England in 69, and we went to Preston, and on the first few nights I cried myself in my room because it was snowing, I couldn't get out, and it was just dark nights, and there was no freedom like we have in Africa or in India. You can't just walk out and just do what you want to do, and it was so, and I did cry for first few days. We first worked, I was a student, but my father worked for British Leyland, and my mother worked for Cotal Mills in Bolton. But then slowly we found a small business in Leicester in 1971, which we started off, which my parents started off actually, and then I transferred to Leicester and was working as a guard on the railways. And then we had an opportunity in Birmingham to open up again, another branch. And my parents asked me if he wanted to pursue a business, so which I did, which I wanted to. And I joined him in 1976. My father, he was 11 and a half years old, or nearly 12, he became an orphan. He was in India. He had only one sister left. And he used to work in the fields, from field to field, earning his money. But after the war finished, and there were a lot of people going about for work, and the British were calling people from India to work in Africa. And so there was no such big transport. There were small boats, and he jumped on the boat, but he needed the money. It was only about 25 rupees. At that time, was a lot of money, after the war. But he borrowed some money of these farmers, and he jumped on the boat. But very lucky he was, because all the boats never reached the shore of Kenya. And he reached the shores of Kenya in Mombasa, and he found a job in this restaurant, which is still running, which is called Bhagwanji Hansraj and Sons, opposite the Mackinnon Market in Mombasa. And he started as a tea boy. The communication is the main thing, you know, and that's what I taught my kids, and they know how to communicate with elders, with the small children, anything, and which is great, because when he goes to India, and they say, oh, a lot of boys come from England, but he's got so much respect, and no, tell him, he says, which is very nice. So you know you taught him something good. Well, since I pulled him from his career into my business, we did sit down and ask that is that the right thing you want to pursue? And the right thing, he knew the game anyway, but he said yes. So even his wife agreed. And they will work hard, I know that. And which they are doing, they're managing it on their own at the moment. They just keep me, try to keep me as much as out as I can, and only bring me in when they something, you know, they don't know about. But otherwise, they know everything now, and they're pursuing themselves, and they're doing very well, actually, you know, according to the way we used to do. I mean, he asked me to modernize the shop, which I did. He wanted whatever. I didn't have that much money at the moment because it's tight at the moment. But still, I said, no, whatever you want, I'll do it for you, which I did. And it helped as well, him, because the business gone up with that as well. You know, so it was a nice thing. And they work, I mean, they work hard as long as what they want to do, you know, they will do it nice. You know.